Our next item is, next public hearing is subdivision 2006-5 Shipbuilders LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district, in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 61.8 acres into 47 lots. Also requesting a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet. And being located east of Road 432, 400 feet south of Road 471.
Mr. Chairman, before you continue, I'd like to excuse myself from this one.
All right, sir. Consider yourself excused. If we need any advice, I'm sure there's an attorney here somewhere that will help us.
This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, as Lawrence stated, the TAC committee reviewed this application on September 20th of 2006. All those comments will be made a part of the record. On January the 9th of this year, the engineer submitted a revised plan, which we just passed down. That addresses all the comments from the TAC meeting. And along with that, they also submitted a letter addressing each individual comment, and that will be made a part of the record. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel. 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. I am a registered engineer in the state of Delaware. Tonight, we're here for shipbuilders, representing Shipbuilders LLC for the Skyview Estates. The property is located on Stokely Road, which is actually just northwest of Millsboro. Millsboro's on the map, and it's actually off of Hardscrapper Road. The property consists of 61.81 acres and is currently zoned AR1. The request tonight is for a straight standard subdivision with 3/4 acre lot minimum. The request would also be for 47 lots in which 3.56 acres of passive open space, over 2 acres of active open space, and there's some wetlands that are also delineated on your site plan as well as the plan that's in front of you this evening. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Tidewater Utilities also provides water to Willow's Lake, which is on the west side of Stokely Road. Since we are in the vicinity, or actually adjacent to a landfill, number two, and actually it's in its cleanup, it's not active. That was part of the TAC comments as well as some of the county comments, is that central water be provided. There is a contract with Tidewater to provide that. Sewer would be basically on-site systems. There is a approved feasibility study from Denerec that was approved on July 26, 2006. That is actually part of the record. The roads would be constructed per Ordinance 99, Chapter 99, per county requirements. Roads would be, will utilize swales as well as there would be sidewalks on one side of the street. Street lighting will be provided as well as utilities, which actually be extended across to Willow Lake, which there again would be part of the type of water extension. Stormwater management, there's two stormwater management ponds that are proposed for this project, along with incorporating swales. There again, stormwater ponds and the swales would, of course, meet requirements per local and state requirements. There's two discharge points on both sides, which will discharge into wetlands, so there would be a positive discharge. The way the site is located and the way the road bends around, there's an existing crossing, farm crossing, that's located in this area here that we'll be utilizing to eliminate disturbing any wetlands. Forest buffers will also be provided on the northeast and east side of the property, which is adjacent to agricultural lands. No lots extend within the wetlands, and there again, no permits will be required except for the nationwide permit for existing. Actually, just be improving the existing farm crossing that exists on site as today. Sussex Addressing has also approved the subdivision name and road names. And just like Mr. Abbott has stated, the plan that's in front of you this evening, we have addressed all the TAC comments that were provided to us. As stated previously, you know, our original application was for 61.81 acres. Sussex County Engineering actually came to the client, or our client, which is Shipbuilders, and asked them to look at purchasing basically 100 feet along the southern side of the property, which is adjacent to the landfill, just for a buffer or to work, you know. So that 100 feet, which is around 7 acres, has been worked out between the county and the property owner. So that is not part of the project anymore, and the total acreage is now, I think, 54.57 acres. There again, we're still well below the standard subdivision requirements. That pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's a straight subdivision. If there's any questions, feel free to answer them.
Well, we'll find out. Okay, Mr. Gordy, this is in your vast territory.
Yeah, describe the area right there now. What's right there now as far as in the vicinity? As far as homes and stuff.
Just as stated before, it's just northeast of or northwest of the town of Millsboro's limits. Willow's Lake is actually right down to the west of it, to the southwest of the property, which basically are 3/4 acre lots, just as we're proposing. There's some single-family strip lots, which are northwest of the property. And there's a subdivision down to the southeast, which are, if I'm mistaken, they do have sewer, so they're a little bit smaller lots. But you know, the plan that's presented to you tonight is basically comparable with what's out there right now. I mean, straight, and that's like, we're doing 3/4 acre lots.
Okay, thank you. Do you have septic feasibility?
Yes, it's approved, and it was approved on July 26th, and actually it's part of the record.
Thank you. And how will you maintain some of the woods there and around that Marble Drive? And, I mean, is there any plan to...
No, I think one of the... You know, we try to keep the road system, as you can... The existing woodlands, we try to keep the, of course, the road system, or at least majority of the road, out of the woodlands, and of course, except for this area here, but keeping the lots that can at least take advantage of the woodlands. And with the lots being 3/4 acre, there can be selective clearing in there to, that's an amenity to that particular parcel, if anything. So,
so will there be anything in the restricted covenants stating what can be cut and what not can be cut, or?
I think that's kind of hard to control, but we could put something in there. But, I would think it'd be who of the owner themselves who bought the property to do
something. It could be, but if you get a neighbor that wants to clear cut a lot, and the rest of them going to be wooded.
Yes. I mean, we would be more than happy to put something in this restriction saying that,
That's just a thought,
And actually, there is a...
woods as possible.
If I'm mistaken, there is a note on your plans that state individual lots would be selective clearing, or we could add that to it. I mean, I know we've done it in the past. We'd be more than happy to add that to the plan as part of the record.
Is there any tax ditches on the property?
No.
No. And one more thing, would there be enough area near the entrance to put a school bus stop if needed?
Yes, if needed.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Our answer, Mr. Smith.
Just a couple questions. Has the restrictive covenants for the Homeowners Association and Mr. Robertson in receipt of them?
Yes, and actually there was no comments in there that needed to be addressed.
would you be kind enough to give me an idea of what you or the applicant thinks the housing styles will be, their minimums, square footage of these homes, or stick-built, modular, or...
Sir, if you're going to speak, I need you to come up and give us your name and address.
William Warren, partner with the Capanos.
Okay.
We don't know yet what we're going to do.
Okay.
We'll decide to...
I think it's part of the restrictions that Mr. Robertson actually reviewed. I mean, it was stated in there. There's a specific square footage, and I don't want to speak for, because I don't have them right here in front of me, but, you know, I don't see it being any less than 1,400 square feet, which are is your typical, and you know, of course, no trailers or things like that, so, but I'm not 100% sure what exactly was in there.
Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Burton.
Would there be any way in this design to put a bubble halfway through to eliminate the 1,000-foot cul-de-sac waiver?
Just to add to that, how far is it from the entrance to the first intersection?
From here to here?
No, from the entrance to the first intersection.
To Hazel's Lane.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How far is it?
Half mile.
You asked for a variance. I need to know how much you asked for.
And mom. I kind of didn't see it as a cul-de-sac because you're kind of, you know, you do have lots of front on both sides of this road. And it's typical.
It's nice for the waiver.
That's just like this, which I don't think you would consider a cul-de-sac. But, you know, every subdivision that has one entrance is basically a cul-de-sac then. I mean, we could, if that's something that, you know, a turnaround like some of these long narrow projects that's, you know, somewhere in here that
it can just worried about a delivery truck having to come in and having to use somebody's driveway all the time to turn around, or a
now
mail truck.
We could work something into that area.
I don't have it in front of me, but the state law makes reference to a street not being longer than 1,000 feet. The county regulation makes reference to the same, but it references the cul-de-sac. And by just providing for a method of turning around at some shorter distance, it takes away that impact. That's why his question. They do it, and almost everybody does it now. Creates a larger turnaround, so delivery truck, ambulance, fire truck, or whatever wouldn't have to go all the way to the first intersection, make some kind of maneuvering to get around where they could make a
loose street
and back out.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I don't see that being an issue.
Just the method of eliminating the need for a waiver.
Right.
Sweet. Sorry, but interruption.
Is that a fence line between the landfill area and the property line? Is there a fence there?
Yes, actually, forgot to mention that. Yes, that's actually a requirement by the county. They would like us to provide a fence along the 100 feet that they actually own as of right now and the development itself. So we will be providing a fence along there.
But not up against the property line. It'll be at the old line.
It'll be at the new line.
It'll be at the new line. Yeah. Okay.
They actually own this property right now.
Okay. What type of fence will that be?
They specified the type of fence. So whatever they specified in their comments, that's what we will provide.
Okay. No further questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
Just a couple quick ones. You may have mentioned it, but I didn't catch it. When was the jurisdictional determination requested? I mean, it has, you
yes.
put in a request
yeah,
for
the,
one.
Yeah, the wetlands have been delineated,
right.
And actually ERI has submitted the JD.
So it's been requested.
Yes, it has been requested.
I noticed, I think there's an updated soil survey for this area. Did you use that, or the note I saw looked like it was from the old wetlands soil survey?
The one that we used were, you know, the one that,
when you have been for quite some time.
Yeah, and actually it still is referenced in Denerec's requirements as far as the type of soils, and until they make that change, we're still using it.
The reason I ask is Hazel's Lane, the lots there, 34, 35, and 36, are they going to be bothered with really wet soils? And I mean, is there going to be a problem with them?
The feasibility study that was approved actually showed this site plan. Yes, those areas actually show, if I'm not mistaken, gravity and LPP systems in that area. So they do meet the requirement. And you bring up another good point. The big problem with these two wetland areas here, or at least this one here, is that this connection is just, it's clogged up. You know, and it's part of our crossing. You know, of course, we're going to improve that. So it would allow a lot better flow through that area. But right now, it's just basically clogged up. And that's how come there's some ponding issues. And those wetlands will probably not even exist in, you know, 5 to 10 years.
The new soil study just shows that it's very hydric soil. So that's just, okay. And that's what your study shows. That's okay. That's all my questions.
All right, sir.
Mr. Abbott, anything?
No questions, Mr. Wheatley, but Mr. Robertson reviewed the deed restrictions and mobile homes are prohibited. So I guess they would include double wides also, but I'm not sure.
Apparently. It doesn't differentiate, I would assume. You're
we're not going to put no double wides or no trailers.
Okay. All right then, gentlemen. We thank you. If you'll stand down for a second, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-5 Shipbuilders LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-5? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.